WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News.
Wildfire victims, more accusations. I'm Elliot Francis. At least 17 people are dead. Dozens more residents are missing as fast-moving wildfires rage across Napa Valley, California. Correspondent Dan Simon is there.
Authorities have begun identifying the victims. They include an elderly couple, the husband, 100 years old, the wife, 98 years old, Charles and Sarah Rippey of Napa, California. The devastation, just ash as far as the eye can see, and this is replicated all throughout the community, and this fire here in Santa Rosa, California is still 0% contained.
More than a dozen separate wildfires in the region. Film producer Harvey Weinstein now accused of rape by three women who told their story to the New Yorker magazine. Brian Stelter tells more.
The New Yorker article sheds light on why Weinstein was fired by his company on Sunday. The board of directors knew this story was coming. Published on Tuesday, it says at least 11 women have come forward with misconduct allegations, including three who allege rape. One of those accusers, actress Azia Argento, tells me, quote, "I can confirm every word of it. This is our truth," she says, "and it's time for the world to know."
MGM Resorts, the company that owns the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas, is raising doubt about the latest timeline of events provided by police. Sarah Seidner explains.
This certainly is due to one very important part of that change, and that has to do with the Mandalay Bay's own security guard, who, in the beginning, police had said, went up to the 32nd floor and ended up interrupting the shooter as he pointed his gun and shot down 32 floors down to the concert below, killing so many and injuring so many more.
In Washington, D.C., a city councilman is pushing a bill that would decriminalize prostitution. Councilmember David Grasso wants to repeal a number of laws that criminalize adults for exchanging inconsensual sex. Grasso says by removing criminal penalties for those in the sex trade, we can bring people out of the shadows and help them lead safer lives. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro is pondering what it can do to stop the hemorrhaging ridership as another tough budget cycle looms.
In documents released ahead of tomorrow's board of directors meeting, one graph sticks out, the line showing a steady increase in ridership from 1976 till about 2015, where the steep decline is obvious.
Hopefully we'll see increased reliability and an increase of ridership that follows that.
But it's not that easy, says Paul Lewis at the Eno Center for Transportation. Teleworking's a hurdle, as is Uber and Lyft, and maybe the biggest one, service levels.
Their costs will inevitably increase faster than inflation, and their budgets are pretty fixed.
Metro's also quick to point out transit ridership is down across the country. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Montgomery County Council has approved new rules for homeowners who rent out their properties to short-term renters.
By unanimous vote, the practice of people renting out their homes online has been given the okay by the Montgomery County Council, but not without a list of regulations. Some of them run down by Councilmember Nancy Florian.
There has to be a license issued by the director, must be renewed every year, must be signed by the applicant, has to certify that the property complies with all our zoning rules.
Also, the maximum number of people allowed to stay the night is six. The new rules will go into effect next July. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe plans to give away some $57,000 in campaign contributions he got in 2013. From Harvey Weinstein. A spokesman says the governor will donate an equivalent amount to a Virginia organization that fights sexual assault. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,831, the Nasdaq at 65,87. Sports: Nationals Cubs game 4 rained out yesterday. They'll try again this afternoon in Chicago. Yankees Indians game 5 is tonight. NHL, the Caps host the Penguins tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards are in Miami. WMAL News Time 5:04 up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 looking good southbound out of Frederick past 80, 109 down to the Beltway. Important to note, looks like we're doing okay through that stretch as far as no road work. On the outer loop, Georgia Avenue, we did have some overnight construction there that had been in the right lane, but that just about wrapped up. Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, the long work project there. Still, you're under Flagman direction until 6 o'clock, so do keep that in mind. Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center. But otherwise, we're quiet, looking good. Virginia Beltway, 66, 95, 395, off to a good start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers sneak into town, maybe a thunderstorm today, cloudy otherwise, and 75. Tonight, 65, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and slight chance of a shower tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 66, upper 60s, cloudy Friday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 71 in Waldorf, 74 degrees in Washington. The EPA has released its list of priorities. Climate change is not on it. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. It's Wednesday morning, and we've got a big show for you today. 6:35, Cal Thomas joins us. 7:05 this morning, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. 7:35, we've got Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo talking about paper ballots coming back to Virginia. 8:05, Lee Smith from the Weekly Standard with a very interesting story on Harvey Weinstein and why this is only the beginning. All of Hollywood and journalism, all compromised here. You'll find out why. And then at 8:35, James O'Keefe. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning. I'm Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter.
Good morning, Vince. So is there anything that you would, is there any amount of money that you would say, give me that amount of money or a product that you would get a tattoo for? Well, Philip Harrison is 20 years old, and that may explain a lot of this. He's in Phoenix. He tweeted at T-Mobile and their CEO, John Laguerre, and he said, hey, I'll get the T-Mobile logo tattooed on my arm if you hook me up with a free iPhone 8. And it snowballed from there. 2 days later, Harrison followed up saying he went looking for a tattoo shop, but they were all closed that night. And so he'd get results tomorrow with the hashtag tattoo for Philip. So he started hashtagging out tattoo for Philip. The following day, he said he'd get the tattoo after work, and he did. So he said his girl told him to put it on the upper bicep so he could hide it. He said, but I was like, that's not where everyone can see it. I know it might sound crazy, but I was like, I got to stick to my word. The tattoo took about an hour to get. And then he posted, tweeted the picture of the tattoo on his forearm. And Laguerre followed up following Harrison's tweet by posting, whoa, nice tattoo. Let's get you that iPhone. And he was using, and the CEO was using the hashtag tattoo for Philip. Philip originally tweeted out, a deal's a deal, John Laguerre, and the deed is done. I gave you my word. I'm forever representing Team Magenta. Tattoo for Philip, with three pictures of the tattoo going on his arm. One of it being done, the actual tattoo, the picture beforehand. And yeah, hey, what a nice tattoo. And then Philip tweets him back with a video and says, I was on the news. This whole day has been insane.
I was
a day
on
I
the
will
news.
Never forget. Thank you, everyone, for a great day. Hashtag tattoo for Philip. And he goes on, hashtag tattoo for Philip wouldn't have been possible without the incredible, it's Ellie One, the phenomenal tattoo artist that did the tattoo. She's the best with a video of the tattoo being done. I did it for an iPhone 8. Sure I did, but I also did it for the story that will forever be attached to the tattoo.
That's why?
Because he's 20. That's why.
That, why? That is not worth it.
He tweeted out a picture of him late at night in the dark saying, sorry for the late response, John Laguerre. No phone to tweet with. Hint, hint. Went out looking for a shop at all closed. Results tomorrow. Hashtag tattoo for Philip.
This guy, I'm looking at a picture of the tattoo. It looks like a vicious sunburn.
It does.
It's a T-Mobile. You remember T-Mobile is like a bright pink logo, which I've always thought it was like, why? Why are they? Why? First of all, why? But anyway, it's like a bright pink logo. So he's got like a bright pink giant letter T on his forearm that looks like it was strategically burned on, that it, like he was branded.
Well, I think his skin around it is red because I would assume that when you're injecting a dye into your body, the skin tends to get a little red and irritated at the entire event.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it's red around it. But there is no way on God's green earth I would get a tattoo for a phone. That's just not happening. I'm also not 20, so that may have a lot to do with it as well. But even when I was 20, I wasn't going to get a tattoo for anything. Anything. I don't even have shoes I want to keep forever. Why the hell would I want a tattoo?
Yeah.
You know, you could even get a divorce if you don't like your husband. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Is there anything that you would get a tattoo for? Someone said, I'm going to give you this, whether it's an amount of money, whether it's an object. Is there something that out there that someone could offer you and say, okay, I'll go tomorrow and do that? For me, it would have to be millions. Like literally... I would say $10 million, but after taxes, you've got five. So I would go with $20 million because after taxes, I have 10 and I can live on that.
What?
Yeah.
You are an ambitious woman. So not
no,
even
just
for like...
stupid.
Not if somebody walked up to you and was like, here's your chance right now. You only have a second to make a decision. We'll do it in the next 20 minutes here. $100,000 if you get a tattoo on your body. And, you know, just a Nike swoosh.
Nope.
And we're going to get a Nike swoosh. We're going to put it right on you. $100,000. I'll even up the ante for you. You can put it in a discreet place. It doesn't even have to be seen. It doesn't have to be anywhere visible. No one will ever know you have this. It could be on your neck, behind your hair. It could be on the bottom of your foot, which I hear is a painful place to get a tattoo. It can be somewhere where no one would see it. $100,000 right here, Mary Walter, on the table for you.
No.
What?
After taxes, it's 50. No.
No.
To permanently mark my body, and now we know that those dyes go into your lymph nodes? No, thank you.
This is one of, I think, the most famous would-you-rathers or like assessments. Like, what would it take for you to get a tattoo?
Would you do it for $100,000?
$100,000, discreet place. I would probably ask, like, I would try and minimize the size of it. I'd be doing everything I could to, like, narrow it down, but possibly.
Really?
Possibly. I'd have to consult with my wife, as I do on all these decisions.
No, but you don't have time right now. Going to do it?
And she may, that'd be the challenge. Somebody, you take my phone away from me. I'm not even allowed to text her to assess the question. I don't know what I'd do because I'd be really concerned that I'd get home and I'd be like, you should hear what happened to me today. Somebody came up to me, they're like, $100,000 for a tattoo. And I was like, God, my wife would kill me if I got a tattoo and I didn't do it. And she says to me, you didn't do it? What is wrong with you? They offered you $100,000 and you just said no?
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Do you remember, there was years ago, not that many years ago, but it was the late 90s, early 2000s, Golden Palace was this gambling website. They had a guy that they paid like $5,000 to streak across football fields during halftime and during the games in nothing but his birthday suit and the words goldenpalace.com written on his chest. And I always...
That was tattooed on his chest, right?
No, it wasn't tattooed, but it's the kind of thing, like, that's crazy enough. Like, would you do that for $5,000?
No.
Okay, well, see, this guy would, and he did. So at one point, and in fact, I think the same Super Bowl that Janet Jackson had her wardrobe malfunction, this guy did it. And it was talked about for weeks. And this website had to spend all of like $10,000 to buy marketing on an event that costs millions of dollars to advertise on.
And where are they now?
I'm not certain. I'm not an online gambler, but there are things people will do for small sums of money, Mary. It doesn't take $10 million for people to get tattoos.
Like I said, I upped it to 20. Here's the thing. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is much more of a guy thing than a chick thing. Men, I think, especially young men, late teens, early 20s, up to about 25, are much more likely to do stupid stuff for a phone or for $5,000. They're like, yeah, so cool.
But you realize, like, all of it is just to impress women. Like, at the end of it, it's to trick women into thinking, God, that guy is so great.
No,
look
it's
at
really,
what he would do.
It's just to trick your friends into thinking that you're super great because women look at that and go, yeah, no. All right, 888-630-9625. And is there anything you've done in your past for either money or for an item or just for fame and fortune, and you now look back at it and go, what the hell was I thinking? I think this guy's going to have tattoo regret in the not-too-distant future.
Do you have regrets?
Future.
That's really what we want to know.
888-630-9625. It's 515. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, would you do it? Would you get the tattoo for, you know, I don't know, 100 grand?
Yeah. No. I'll lean toward yes for that
See?
Amount of money.
Wow. All right.
Risk taker, Jamie.
Here we go. 270, and this is what we deserve. A wide open lanes, no problems, no construction, no delays out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Yay, love that. A same story with the Beltway topside coming out of College Park, Silver Spring, with lanes open. No problems to report Virginia around the Beltway there, too. Rock Creek Parkway, that's where we do have the construction crews. We have them there every night. They stay till 6 o'clock. Rock Creek Parkway, right in front of the Kennedy Center with that long-term project, so you're under a five-minute direction there. Now, from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Alright, today cloudy with occasional showers, thunder possible, a high near 75. Tonight, rain early, then cloudy, showers overnight, thunder possible again, a low of 65. And then tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of a rain shower with a high of 66. Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 516 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank. While technology allows us to be everywhere you need to be, our focus is on you. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
888-630-9625 is the number. This 20-year-old in Phoenix got a T-Mobile tattoo. His idea, he tweeted out to the CEO and to T-Mobile saying, hey, hashtag tattoo for Philip. He's going to get the logo tattooed on his forearm where everybody can see it if they send him an iPhone 8. Well, and the dummy did it.
Well, at least it's just the letter T, because now he can add the other letters to make it say terrible idea.
Although it'd have to go down the R, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, how many people get tattoos like just they pay for tattoos drunkenly? You know, and instead, this guy's getting a free iPhone. And remember, the iPhone 8, that's like a $1,000 product. So he just got handed $1,000 in cash, Mary. This is a little bit more inspired than, say, your average drunken tattoo that you regret forever.
I still think he's going to regret this down the road. 888-630-9625. And is there anything you did maybe when you were younger that you look back on and you go, yeah, what was I thinking at the time? Probably not the best idea. We're just going to talk to Jim in Harper's Ferry. Jim just went away.
I stole his idea.
Did we really? I just think that there, and I think it's more, sorry guys, definitely more of a guy thing. I have two brothers. I've seen, and I'm the oldest, so I've seen what they've done. And they did some things that I looked at them and go, why did you do that? And they would just be like, I don't know. I'm like, you know that was really dumb, yeah. But they were with their friends, and with their friends were like, yeah, man, you should do that, totally. My brother broke his collarbone, came home with his collarbone sticking through the skin because they were riding bicycles down someone's driveway, and the other kids were trying to knock him off.
Of course.
Trying to knock him off. And my mother's like, why did you do that?
I don't know.
It's tradition. You're supposed to do that.
It's just like, and my mother's like, so they knocked you off?
He's like, yeah.
At the Daily Caller, we have a tattoo policy, actually.
Which you
is,
do?
Yeah, it's one of the few. We don't have many policies at the Daily Caller. One of them is a tattoo policy. If you get a Daily Caller tattoo, we will pay for it.
You guys are, you're living the life over there. Let me tell you.
We will pay for it. Although nobody's taken us up on that offer. I don't understand why.
Not even you?
No.
You should get the Daily Caller logo tattooed on you discreetly.
Just right on my forehead.
Jim in Harper's Ferry is back. Jim, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Tell us about it.
Well, the money that, the value that Vince is talking about, it would have to be a non-permanent tattoo.
Even so, you're like henna, like that's all you would do.
Yeah, something like that. But actually, Mary, I think you'd be very interested in if you look on Pinterest. There's a lot of women that are tattooed.
I'm sure there are, but see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jim. Everybody used to get tattoos to be different, right? They're like, I'm expressing my individuality. And then they all got the same tattoo in pretty much all the same places. I have no tattoos, so now I'm the one who's different.
But
well, yeah, that's true. But I don't have any tattoos either.
No.
I So I don't really plan
but somehow, on but yet. Somehow, Jim, you figured out that Pinterest is the place where you can find all of these tattoos of women. Interesting. This is telling us something deep about you, I think.
You'd be surprised at a lot of the artistic nature of some of these tattoos.
No, I'm not undervaluing that at all. There actually are some tattoo artists out there that are very good. It's just a question of, do I want that permanent, excellent artwork all over me?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Jim, thank you for making me laugh this morning. I appreciate it. That. I look at some of these tattoos. Like I said, I don't have shoes I want to keep forever. You can get a divorce if you don't like the person you committed your entire life to. Right? You can put children up for adoption. The only thing that's... And tattoos, yeah, you can remove some of them, but some of them you really, really can't. All right. Let's move on. Robert. In Manchester. Good morning, Robert. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Go ahead. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Many, many years ago, and in my 20s, my ex-wife now, she forbid me. We were joking about getting tattoos, and I was like, well, I'll get one on my neck. And she got upset, and then she literally said, I forbid you from getting one on your neck. So the next day, I went out and got one on my neck.
And is that why she's your ex-wife?
Oh, no. Many, many other reasons why she's reacting.
It was just the beginning of many other reasons. Yeah. Holy cow.
Right. So she forbid me from doing something one other time, and I spent the whole weekend gone, and she never forbid me after that.
I have to tell you, though.
That's how you send a clear message, by the way.
But to prove a point, why couldn't you just get one of those temporary tattoos just to make her think that you got a real tattoo as opposed to really getting a tattoo on your neck?
Well, because when she sees me... You know, because we have kids together, so when she sees me every time, it's going to see that you forbid me and I disobeyed you.
Can I ask you if it's radio safe? What is the tattoo?
Well, it's actually a small type of size of a silver dollar on the left side of my neck. It's kind of like a yin yang. One side's a happy face, one side's a skull. It represents the inner duality of man.
Yeah,
the side you hide and the side you show everybody. It just represents both.
Are you still happy with it?
I don't see it, so I guess so.
Okay, cool. Interesting.
That's a really, really, really long way to go to make someone uncomfortable.
That's one way to put your foot down.
Wow.
You're like, oh, really? You know, I can't get one? Okay, we have a tattoo. This is permanent.
Yeah, and trust me, when you wage psychological warfare like gaslighting, the mental scars are forever. It just way longer than a tattoo. 522 at WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, asking you to join the rent estate revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent estate with Renter's Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's affordable. Renter's Warehouse will expertly manage your property 24/7 for a low flat monthly subscription of just $99 per month. It's easy. Renter's Warehouse management takes all the busy work off your plate. Stuff like rent collection, paperwork, inspections, midnight maintenance calls. Renter's Warehouse handles it all. And that's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renter's Warehouse advisor right now. 202-897-2822. You'll learn more about the rent estate revolution and ask for a free book. Or log on to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com. Renterswarehouse.com.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
If you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need 50 Floor. During the month of October, installation is free. Schedule an in-home consultation. Use promo code WMAL for an additional $100 discount. 50floor.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have our early delays here on 270. For those of you heading out of Frederick and off of 70 and 15, right as you merge onto 270, down toward the Monocacy and Urbana, that's where the stop and go, and again, down toward the exit 4-109. Heads up, keep alert on Maryland 95 in the northbound direction. Have a crash reported north of Route 32 exit over to the shoulder, but a bit to check out. I'm not seeing much of any delays approaching, but you definitely want to keep the speeds down. Again, northbound 95, north of 32 for the crash. Southbound, the lanes open. Now we're looking good around the Beltway. Nice start here this morning. Maryland and Virginia Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The summertime warmth gets pecked away at a little bit as we head through this hump day. Clouds in, some showers around, maybe even a few thunderstorms. Steadier batch of rain to our south. Today's high 75 after a high of 86 yesterday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 74 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Talking about a 20-year-old in Phoenix who decided to get the T-Mobile logo tattooed in exchange for an iPhone 8. Got to be way higher than that. Mike in Leesburg. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Mike, does anything you've good done morning. In your past permanent that you regret?
I don't know if any other callers have mentioned it, but there was a guy that lost, he actually won a bet by getting breast implants.
Yeah, that's right. This was in the 90s.
Yeah, he got $100,000, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, $100,000. He ended up keeping them too. They tracked him down a couple years ago in like 2013. Turns out for 17 years at least, he's just kept the breast implants. He likes them. He said it helps him understand what women go through.
That's just
look at this. Not only did he get $100,000, he got complete understanding of women. You can't buy that. That's incredible.
All right, people want to know why I want to live on an island by myself. This is why I want to live on an island by myself. It's 527 on WMAL.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Come with me on another journey around the globe.
From National Geographic comes an all-new six-part series with Morgan Freeman.
Searching for answers to humankind's biggest questions.
How can you hate me when you don't even know me?
Meeting inspiring individuals from all walks of life.
When people see someone helping another person, I think it's infectious.
This is what it means to be human. This is the story of us.
The Story of Us with Morgan Freeman premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on National Geographic.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk about the Vegas shooter and the ever-changing timeline and what little bits of information that are kind of coming in here and there. We'll have all of that for you. And also, Roger Goodell, the NFL, and the anthem. Also changes there. What's changing? It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Three men were shot in a home on 8th Street Northwest in D.C. overnight. Two were dead at the scene. The third is now in the hospital. Police think the shooter got away in a black BMW. Wildfires continue to burn for a third straight night in Northern California.
This is nowhere near over. It is still very dangerous.
Sheriff Robert Giordano raised the death toll in Sonoma County to 11 late last night. That brings the total number of dead from the fires to at least 17. Officials are still trying to move people away from the flames.
This is a very active fire. Multiple agencies in this county are still doing evacuations.
I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
The White House is defending President Trump's record amid the ongoing feud with Republican Senator Bob Corker, saying the president is an incredibly strong leader on foreign policy and national security.
The fight comes as the president is trying to jumpstart his stalled legislative agenda.
People want to see tax cuts. They want to see major reductions in their taxes, and they want to see tax reform, and that's what we're doing.
The rising tension in the West Wing is weighing on many officials who worry the drama will make a tax plan even more difficult to pass.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Metro leaders are trying to figure out how to reverse a downward spiral in ridership in recent years. A discouraging new report's being presented to the Metro Board tomorrow. Paul Lewis with the Eno Center for Transportation says Metro's task won't be easy.
Part of it is trying to find the right balance between service cuts, if they have to make them, and maximizing ridership.
Metro says Uber, teleworking, gas prices, and growth around metro stations are all factors in the falling ridership numbers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,831, the Nasdaq at 65,87. Sports sponsored by Staples, the Nationals and Cubs will try again this afternoon to play Game 4 of the National League Division Series after yesterday's rainout. ALDS, it's Yankees-Indians Game 5 tonight. NHL, the Caps host the Penguins. NBA preseason, the Wizards are in Miami. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has solutions to keep your business safe and protected. Keep your tech and data safe, backed up, and protected from viruses. Now get a free security check for your PC at Staples. Details in-store or staples.com/security. In-store only ends 10/28. Staples, it's pro time.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of reasons why you should call my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams, today. It's a fact that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers $30,000 more on average. Plus, Sarah and Debbie sell their homes three times faster than the average agent. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Sarah and Debbie's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar and will even guarantee to buy your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only ones you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar and start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. You heard me. Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
Fall is back, and so is the Suzuki Quad Fair. Hurry in to get limited-time deals on Suzuki's best-selling King Quad all-terrain vehicles. Choose from as little as 0% financing for 60 months for qualified buyers, or up to $1,500 customer cash. That's right, zero APR for 60 months. Nothing's built like a King Quad, and they're assembled right here in the USA with big bore engines and durable high tensile steel frames. So you can count on an ATV that's not just strong, it's King Quad strong. Year after year and mile after hard-working mile. Quad Fair is on, but it won't last long. Get here now and start fall strong. Find the biggest Suzuki King Quad sale of the season at Coleman Power Sports at 435 South Washington Street in Falls Church.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We have stocks all around the world. And we're waiting for the market to open in the
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, just seeing some of the volume forming at this time in the morning. You normally see this through Stafford and Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. But again, it's just been the volume on the increase. Same story with 66 out of Manassas towards Centerville. Heavy is 270 out of the Frederick area down toward the Monocacy, Urbana, and 109. Not seeing any construction here at the exit for 109. Around the Beltway, passing College Park, Outer Loop, continuing toward Georgia Avenue and Old Georgetown Road, your travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few showers around, maybe even a thunderstorm here in the District 75. As we go through tonight, 65. The average low this time of year, 52. Still a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Thursday, cloudy, slight chance of a shower, 66. Friday, cloudy, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Springfield, 69 in Damascus, 74 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning. Joining us this morning, Cal Thomas at 635. We'll talk to him about his take on Mr. Weinstein and also Roger Goodell in the NFL. At 7:05, it's Newt Gingrich. At 7:35, it's Virginia Delegate Tim Hugo. At 8:05, Lee Smith with the Weekly Standard. And at 8:35, Project Veritas's James O'Keefe joining us. A lot going on the show today. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here this morning with Vince Colonese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. So, you know, remember, we've been discovering new information, in some cases by the hour, on Stephen Paddock, the Las Vegas shooter. And what we had discovered yesterday was that the Sheriff's Department said that the timeline had changed completely from the one that they had been giving us all week. The idea was now that Jesus Campos, I think, is the security
yes.
guard, and he had confronted the shooter, I guess, or at least had encountered him in some way on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay resort, and in the process was shot. Now the question now is when did he confront or encounter Stephen Paddock? Because the cops are now saying it wasn't after the attack had begun. It was instead before the attack had started.
Yeah, 9:59, and the attack started at 10:05.
Right, so 6 minutes before the public attack had begun, where he started firing out his windows, he had supposedly shot the security guard. This is what the Sheriff's Department is telling us. Well, now we have new information for you, as if that wasn't enough to change everything. Now we've got MGM Resorts, which runs the Mandalay Bay, giving us new details by way of a statement. I mean, it's hardly details, but it seems to be that there's a question now about whether or not that this new timeline is even correct. During an extensive Tuesday interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the sheriff stood by the revised timeline. And then he said something else. He said it could change even more. Okay, so how could you stand by a timeline that could potentially change?
Hmm.
Unless you're just simply adding to it. I don't know, altering a timeline doesn't sound like you should stand by it. Here's what MGM is saying. Quote, this remains an ongoing investigation with a lot of moving parts. That's according to MGM Resort spokeswoman Deborah DeShong. As evidenced by law enforcement briefings over the past week, many facts are still unverified and continue to change as events are under review. We cannot be certain about the most recent timeline that has been communicated publicly. And we believe what is currently being expressed may not be accurate. This is amazing. So the police, you would think, would be working in close coordination with MGM on establishing the timeline. But now they're kind of, you can hear in that tepid statement, a lot of question marks. This idea that maybe this isn't right, and hold your horses, everybody. The statement that the cops have given may not be accurate. The MGM went on with their statement saying, we understand the public's desire for information and the importance of getting our community and the public at large the information they deserve. And we're doing everything we can to support law enforcement's efforts to do so. Therefore, it's not appropriate for us to comment further at this time on what remains an open matter for law enforcement. And the other questions are, when did Stephen Paddock check into the hotel? We now find out that he may have actually checked in 3 days earlier than they even thought. So he was there for, what, 6 days or so prior to this attack? So there's fluctuating timelines on his presence. There's fluctuating timelines of what happened that night. Things are not clear here.
Yeah, I don't understand how the hotel doesn't know whether he checked in on September 25th or September 28th. That should be a pretty easy thing to determine. When did he check into the room? How do you not know that? There's something else going on under the surface here that we're not privy to. There's a lot of confusion, and I wonder if some of it is intentional. Maybe they know something else. Maybe they're trying to flush someone else out. I don't know. But that just seems like a super easy question to answer. Like, you or I could just go there and go, let me look at the log and figure out when he checked in. Something else is going on under the surface. When I got up this morning, ABC and now the Daily Mail and CBS are all reporting that he apparently had access, it is believed that he had access to the hotel's freight elevator. They say, now, this morning, ABC said that that was apparently a perk given to high rollers, that they could, you know, load their luggage in the freight elevator and bring it up to these big, huge rooms because they would stay there for a long period of time. They would stay there for a week or however long, and they could load all their luggage up into the freight elevator. Yeah. Now,
if he was running $100,000 a day through video poker machines, he probably qualifies.
Am I the only person, though, who looks at that if I'm staying at a resort? I don't look at the freight elevator as a perk. Like, who the hell wants to travel in the freight elevator? I want to travel in the nice elevator. I want to travel in the freight elevator. But it's unclear how many times he used it, if what he used it for. I think we can pretty much all answer that question. And how many times he used it, if he did, if he used it at all.
But well, he was clearly moving a lot of gear here, moving all those weapons, and he took advantage of this in order to get all of those things up to his room.
And so for me, it's more believable that over the period of 6 days or however many days he was there, he just ferried a suitcase here and there, in and out, on the regular elevator, raised no eyebrows. You're loading a boatload of stuff, unless you're with a band, into a freight elevator up to your private room. That, in my brain, raises way more red flags and is far more noticeable
maybe
than you loading a bag here or there, making a couple of trips to the car.
But it's Vegas, Mary. I mean, this is a busy place. Weird stuff is always happening all around you. Nobody really wants to mess with anybody these days. Nobody really wants to raise questions like this. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that a guy could walk into an elevator with 100 suitcases and nobody would raise any suspicion. It's a strange place to be in Vegas. And you've got, you know, Paddock moving all of this stuff. The last thing I'll tell you is that they now believe that Stephen Paddock was firing what they're referring to as special incendiary bullets at the fuel tanks that were nearby. Remember those tanks that he was supposedly shooting at? That's according to two law enforcement officials who spoke to CNN. We'll keep tracking this. 543 here on WMIL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said recently that the U.S. military is adapting to remain the most lethal joint force on the planet and to respond to evolving global security challenges. The secretary made his remarks at the Association of the United States Army's annual meeting and exposition. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66.
For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is Mary Walter for Ackerman Security. I know it's my responsibility and no one else's to make my home a safe place. It's my job to check that my doors and my windows are all locked before I leave the house or I go to bed. I know it's my job to leave the porch lights on in the evening. When it comes to making my home safe, the buck stops here with me. And like you, I look for the right help for the right job. So who do I trust and recommend for you to keep your home safe? Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman Security has been known as the sign of real security for half a century. The police know it, criminals know it, and I know it. Ackerman is the only home security expert in America to actually guarantee against burglary with their no theft guarantee. That's putting your money where your mouth is. So join the 1 million Americans that trust Ackerman Security to help make their homes safe. Learn why Ackerman is the nation's safest at notheftguarantee.com. That's notheftguarantee.com. Ackerman Security Systems, the sign of real security.
This Saturday from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants celebrates its fall festival. Bring the entire family out for a day of face painting, pumpkin decorations, train rides, animals, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, we have some troubles here. Crash on the outer loop as you're coming off of the 270 spur heading toward Virginia. Outer loop, Retina River Road, accident in the left lane. And we need to get rid of this quick or this causes major problems off 270 here. So outer loop, River Road, left lane blocked with the crash. And I'm looking right at the bottom of the merge coming off the spur and past Old Georgetown Road as well. Starting to see those delays forming. Now overall on 270 out of Frederick, heavy delays through Urbana and down past 109. In fact, delays almost just off of 70. I think a lot of commuters at an earlier start than normal, that a lot of you sat in delays yesterday with the late clearing road work, but we have lanes open here. On the top side of the Beltway, overnight construction looks like that's wrapped up past Georgia Avenue. Virginia Beltway, nice quiet start. 95 heavy Aquia, again Dale City heading in toward Woodbridge, and now seeing a little bit of volume in Lorton. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Do have a bit of rain in the forecast, a steady batch of rain to our south, south of the line from about Charlottesville to St. Charles to Salisbury this morning. But still a few showers sneak into town, maybe a thunderstorm today, cloudy otherwise. And we're down a little from yesterday's steamy 86, 75. Tonight, 65, occasional showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and slight chance of a shower tomorrow. Cloudy, breezy, 66, upper 60s, cloudy Friday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 547 on WMAL. Let's talk about the NFL. Yesterday we were saying how Stephen A. Smith said President Trump has won the anthem war and it's time to regroup. It's time to stop doing this and maybe find a different tact. Well, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell yesterday wrote a letter to all 32 league owners regarding those protests that have taken place at the anthem. And this letter was shared by ESPN's Adam Schefter. And in the letter, Goodell wrote that, quote, the current dispute over the national anthem is threatening to erode the unifying power of our game and is now dividing us and our players from many fans across the country.
Of course.
Maybe they're starting to get the message. He said he would like players to stand, but the national anthem is not mentioned in the NFL rulebook. However, players should stand for the anthem, according to the league's game operation manual. And I know yesterday, Vince, you went over that with a caller who called in and said, oh, it doesn't say they should stand. And you went over the difference between the rule book
and the game operations manual.
He went on to say, quote, like many of our fans, we believe that everyone should stand for the national anthem. It is an important moment in our game. We want to honor our flag and our country, and our fans expect that of us.
Yes.
We also care deeply about our players and respect their opinions and concerns about critical social issues. The controversy over the anthem is a barrier to having honest conversations and making real progress on the underlying issues. We need to move past this controversy, and we want to do that together with our players. And he said everyone involved in the game needs to come together on a path forward to continue to be a force for good within our communities, protect the game, and preserve our relationship with fans throughout the country.
Yeah, this is all part of responding to market forces now. I mean, Roger Goodell indulged this up until the point that he saw that this was hurting his business. When you have your net favorability ratings being cut in half in a moment's notice because of all these anthem protests, maybe it's time to reconsider. When you have ratings precipitously declining because of all these anthem protests, maybe it's time to reconsider. What amazes me, and ESPN is going through the same thing right now with Jemele Hill, what amazes me is despite the fact that you have a situation where your core audience gets attacked, or you feel like your core audience feels like it's being alienated by your performance, by what's going on in the field, oftentimes these organizations, the tops of them, are more interested in impressing their liberal elite friends than they are in salvaging the people who pay them. So now Roger Goodell and the NFL are feeling the financial squeeze of this. They realize this is bad for business. Very bad. Because why wouldn't it be? You have players protesting the American flag. Obviously, that's going to be bad for business. Recover from this, NFL. Roger Goodell attempting to now, but I think for some people, that's too little too late.
Yeah, and the NAACP also released a statement yesterday saying that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, we talked about him, who he said, if you don't stand, I'm going to fire you, not on my team. And he's their boss. As a boss, he has every right to say, not on my dime. If you don't want to stand at a baseball game or at somebody else's game, you don't have to. But when you're representing my team, you will stand or else you're not playing for me. So the NAACP came out yesterday in response to that, saying that he is violating his players' constitutional rights to free speech. The interim president and CEO, Derek Johnson, said in a statement, this is not an issue about our flag. This is an issue about police brutality, racism, and the ability of the members of the NFL, whose communities are disproportionately impacted by police misconduct, to peacefully say enough.
Can the free speech thing get any dumber? How many logical fallacies do we need to go through with the First Amendment and what you're entitled to? Of course you're entitled to free speech. The players, according to the First Amendment, are entitled to do what they're doing on the field. That doesn't mean they're free from consequence.
And yet the same people would disagree with the baker's right to free speech to not bake a cake for you.
Cal Thomas will have a lot on this for us this morning at 6:35. Please check in for that. You'll want to hear Cal. He'll be high energy, I promise.
Absolutely. It is 5:31. It is time for El Rushbo.
Governor Jerry Brown is on a collision course with President Trump, and he just raised the stakes by signing a law declaring California a sanctuary state. Now, under the new law, state and local police are restricted from cooperating with federal agents on immigration investigations and arrests, and it is outrageous. But if Governor Brown and his moonbeam Democrats thought the Trump administration would simply bend over and grab their ankles, they thought wrong. Thomas Homan, the acting director of ICE, immediately put California on notice. He said that Governor Brown's law undermines ICE from doing its job, which is federally mandated, and he then announced a change. Since they can no longer pick up illegal immigrants at jails and prisons, which are controlled environments, ICE will adapt. Now, ICE will focus on grabbing illegal aliens from their neighborhoods and work sites, which will inevitably lead to collateral arrests. And since the entire state has declared itself to be a sanctuary, Acting Director Homan issued another warning. Illegal aliens picked up in California will now most likely be detained in facilities outside the state, far, far away from family. It turns out liberal politicians are not the only ones who can make life difficult for their opposition. The Trump administration is up for this fight like they're up for all fights, something liberals are not used to seeing and don't quite know how to deal with.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Business travel is a game of wins and losses. An open seat next to you on your flight, you win. A reclining seat in front of you, you lose. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, that is a triple win. You see, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotel, and rental cars. That's win number one. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to sites like Amazon every time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing six-star treatment you get from Upside's Navigators, their customer service specialists. Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 on the Upside app. And right now, you go to Upside.com and use the code USA to get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones when you book your first trip. That's code USA for a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Do you have an IRA or a 401k? If you don't have a strategy to withdraw this money in retirement, you could lose more than half of it to the government in taxes, penalties, and fees. Learn how you can legally save thousands of dollars in taxes every single year with a customized tax reduction strategy from Cornerstone Wealth Management Group right here in the D.C. area. There's no cost. You've got nothing to lose. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, get your customized analysis right now by calling this number, 202-759-2323.
Some people are going to pay through the nose in taxes on their IRA or 401k, but a smart, savvy few will legally pay far less. Learn how you could save thousands by calling 202-759-2323. 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway near River Road, the crash outer loop past River Road had been along the left side, so be cautious as you even come around that big curve passing Old Georgetown Road. Forbid of that activity still. On 270 southbound, we started off early slowdowns here, and now it looks like we may have an incident reported right as you merge off of 70, right near 85 in the Monocacy. So that's before you get to Route 80 Urbana. So keep alert there as well. Been pretty calm coming in out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50. 66 Virginia. It's just been about the volume through Manassas into Centerville and 395. Looks like we have a decent start here as far as the pace off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances with us this morning. Nice batch of rainfall to our south, heading on off to the east, but still a few showers around and maybe even a thunderstorm today. Cloudy otherwise, 75 degrees. So it did come down a little bit from yesterday's high, which was 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 74 degrees at 5:56 on WMAL.
Staples knows that when the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's time. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print, like buy one HP ink and get the second at 30% off. Ends 10/14. Restrictions apply. See store or staples.com for details. Staples, it's pro time.
Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, asking you to join the rent-a-state revolution right now. Whether you own one rental property or hundreds, America's number one property manager can help you worry less and make more. Rent-a-state with Renters Warehouse means leasing your house for maximum rental income and retirement security. It means earning easy cash flow and equity while someone else pays your mortgage. Today, there's almost no reason not to own rental property, and here's why. It's fast. It only takes a few weeks for Renters Warehouse to find you quality, employed, and responsible renters who will care for your home just like you. There's a warranty. Renters Warehouse will warranty every single tenant they place. That's why it's called worry-free renting. Call a Renters Warehouse advisor now at 202-897-2822 to learn more about the rent-a-state revolution and ask for a free book. Or just go to renterswarehouse.com to get your free on-site home rental price analysis. That's renterswarehouse.com, 202-897-2822.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station.
Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this store closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Coming up on WMAL, Cal Thomas will be with us. We'll talk to Cal about Roger Goodell, the NFL, and the anthem. And also, we'll get his take on Harvey Weinstein and all those allegations. And it is not going away for him at all. It is now 6 o'clock, WMAL.